For Triple Canopy, I'm Ben Tausig. This is episode 3 of Bangkok is Ringing. In this episode, we listen to the sounds of the Bangkok SkyTrain. The SkyTrain is Bangkok's first major mass transit system. It was built 10 years ago on an elevated platform in order to ease famously clogged car traffic, and is now used by almost 500,000 riders each day. The infrastructure was financed through a series of concessions, though the system is now publicly owned. The lines connect embassies, malls, wealthy neighborhoods, and the airport. The SkyTrain is in many ways an elite space. Its environment is orderly. Thais call this riap roi, in contrast to the overstimulation of the street below. What does this contrast tell us about how sound governs and signifies space in Bangkok? The word for politics in Thai is gan muang, the verb form of the word city. Politics is the city performed. Today's episode asks, what kind of city is performed by the sound of the street? What kind by the sound of the SkyTrain? I walk up the steps on my way to the train. As I ascend, the street noise below begins to fade. Riders are welcomed through the gates with a beep, as they swipe plastic cards over the electronic entrance reader. There are few beeps on the street, but lots once inside the station. The train platform is an oasis of quiet, broken only by the coming train. The wheels are true, and the brakes don't squeak much. Mostly we hear only the steady hum of electricity and the whistle of the platform attendant announcing the train's arrival. Nine rapid beeps mean the doors are about to shut. And once they do, a deeper silence sets in. This place is sealed from the street's eternal drone. Now there is conversation in indoor voices, mild music, and chatter from commercials on the television. Announcements are given in English and Thai. The dialect used is Central Thai, the language of business and media, very different from what people on the street speak. Two Swiss riders discuss vacation trends, speaking in English. Even the commercials for things like DVD releases, skin whitening creams, and watch fairs switch between Thai and English.
Central's International Watch Fair.
The loudest noises on the SkyTrain are those of regulation. Street musicians and other performers are prohibited because the uniformed station attendant's handheld whistle must be clearly audible. The whistle is heard loudest and most urgently on the platform, whenever someone steps over the yellow line. Do you think passengers understand your whistle? Most understand, but some don't understand. Then I have to talk to them. On some platforms, the sound of the street bleeds in. Here, birds and music mix with traffic. I make my way out of the station, toward the street. The electronic gates beep goodbye. Just outside the platform, I talk to a woman of about 40 years who sells waffles to riders as they exit. Every day, she stands for hours, no more than 20 feet from the SkyTrain's gates. But she's never ridden the train in her life. She's never heard or felt its environment. The people who ride the train are affluent, she tells me. A ride on the train is about 50 cents US, a substantial amount for a blue-collar laborer, who might make $10 or $20 a day. The waffle seller takes the bus instead. I strike up another conversation with one of my neighbors, Kun El, who makes his living as a recycler. I ask him about the SkyTrain. Is the SkyTrain expensive? Yes, very. Down here, we have our tractors, which are free. Have you ever ridden the SkyTrain? I ask. Yes, but it's very expensive. How many times? About 5 years ago, I rode it 3 times. That's all. Do you want to ride the SkyTrain together today? I have to work. Kun El has 2 children and a wife in the province where he's from. He supports them by taking bags full of magazines and engine parts to the recycling center. I continue alone. All around are laborers like Kun El and the waffle vendor. At the base of the SkyTrain, a motorcycle taxi driver repairs an engine. Migrant workers weld metal grates under an open sidewalk. An iced coffee vendor fixes a drink. He's ridden the SkyTrain a few times, he tells me, but not often. He pushes his cart to this very spot, right under the train, every day, from a couple of miles off. He shares oral space with the taxi drivers and the migrant laborers. The sound of traffic echoes all around all of them, off the concrete slabs that support the SkyTrain. I decide to make some recordings on the bus, for a comparison to the train. The price of the bus varies. Quiet ones with air conditioning can be quite expensive, but those ridden by average blue-collar workers are about 1/6 of what it costs to take the SkyTrain. An employee walks around shaking a can of coins, into which the fare is deposited. Seeing my recorder, some middle school students start up a conversation. They're shocked that a foreigner can respond in Thai, and they speak little English themselves. Is that foreigner holding a Game Boy? It's not a Game Boy. It's a sound recorder. He can speak Thai! I return to the SkyTrain to head back to my apartment, leaving the sounds of wheels on pavement far behind and below. Ending the ride at my home stop, the doors open out into the din of the street once more. 9 beeps sound behind me, and the train pulls away. From the platform down the steps, I'm immersed once more in the sensual space of the street. A sound truck advertising a local candidate for office drives by, music blaring over traffic. I'm back in the sonic space of another order of politics.